Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. And before he ascended into heaven, he said to them, "Be my witness to all the world. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And I will send you another, the Advocate, so that you will remember everything that I taught you. And you'll come to understand all that has not yet been revealed, so that you may be where I am and share in my glory." Our first reading really speaks to that being a witness to Jesus Christ. When Stephen witnesses with his life the truth for which had been revealed, and with joy sees the heavens opening, so that he knows now he will be able to share in the fullness of life with Christ in heaven. His witness is so powerful because he's willing to give up his own life, but his witness is effective. Because as we hear also in the reading, there is Saul, a young man, who is persecuting the church, who will hear Stephen and witness his own death and dispose him to this Christ. Dispose him so that when Jesus meets him on the road, he will become Paul and the greatest of the apostles to the Gentiles. Jesus prays beautifully on our behalf to the Father as we realize that what Jesus has with the Father and the love that they share in the Spirit is what he wants for his people. How beautiful it is to think that Jesus says to the Father, we are his gift to him. The very gift of accepting and knowing and sharing in his victory over sin and death and in his resurrection. But when we come to these days here, I think they are the most powerful days for which we can witness and recognize our call to be followers of Christ. Thursday, we celebrated the ascension of our Lord into heaven. And when they left Bethany, a 4 days journey back to Jerusalem, can you imagine what they spoke to each other about? How they would have recalled all the events of Jesus' life and remembering how he taught each of them in a specific way, their role as his disciples. How they must have also shared the reality of not understanding what it meant that he would send the other, the Advocate. How would they be empowered by this gift of the Spirit to be the witness to the four corners of the earth? And then as we come to this day, Sunday, now for 7 days, they will spend time in the upper room waiting and praying to be disposed to receive those great gifts. And how beautiful it is to think that they are there with Mary, the Mother of God, who already knows and understands how these gifts not only penetrate the soul, but make us witnesses in all the facets of life that he asks us to follow him. So what should be our mission this week? I think truly this has to be our mission, that we use this time, these 7 days, to meditate on the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit in preparation for next Sunday, Pentecost. And I think we should make it a retreat as we would make it if Mary herself was our director. How would she call you and me to take 1 gift of the Holy Spirit each day till next week to see the power of these gifts? So our mission should be to start today with the gift of awe and wonder of God, to recognize all his mighty power and love for us. As Mary did at the Annunciation, when the angel came to visit her, she was overwhelmed with the reality of God's divine power and love, to the point where the angel says what to her? "Mary, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of God's awesomeness, but receive it as his love." And then on Monday, we should look at the gift of wisdom. Wisdom is knowing as God knows. Wisdom allows us to peek into the mind and heart of God as what His providence and plan is for us. Mary asks for this gift when she says to the angel, "How can this be? I do not know man." And the wisdom is received when the angel says, "Mary, what you receive within your womb is through the Holy Spirit, and He will be the Son of God." And on Tuesday, we should look at the gift of understanding. Understanding as it is a gift of the Holy Spirit, not just simply, "Oh, okay, I get it." But to understand means to accept what we don't see, what we don't want to embrace, what is His plan for us. And Mary says this beautifully at the end of the visitation. She says, "Let it be done to me. I am your servant. I am your handmaid." That's what it means to understand in the Holy Spirit. That whatever God's plan is now for you, even if it's not revealed, especially if it's not your plan, to understand means to say, "Let it be done to me." And then we should examine the gift of courage. The gift of courage that Mary showed so beautifully when she went to Joseph to reveal to him what was happening. The gift of the Holy Spirit of courage allowed her with joy to say to Joseph, "Listen to this story." And not only say it, but with the courage of the Spirit that allowed Joseph to say, "His will be done. Let it happen to me too. I will walk this journey of God's divine plan with you." And then we should look at the gift of right counsel. I'm sorry, the gift of knowledge. Knowledge is more than an intellectual understanding that helps you get your A's on your tests. But knowledge is an awareness of how God comes to us. Awareness of the reality of the change He desires to make in us. And Mary experiences the gift of knowledge when she goes to Elizabeth. And what is Elizabeth's greeting when she sees Mary? She says, "As soon as you spoke, the baby in my womb leapt. And how is it that the Mother of God comes to me?" Can you imagine when Mary heard Elizabeth say that? Now she knew the reality of what her life would be as the Mother of God. And then on Friday, we need to look at the gift of right counsel. How beautiful Mary gives right counsel at the wedding feast to Cana. Not to her son. Not to her son. That she asks him for the great gift to take away the embarrassment of not having enough wine. But her right counsel was what? She says to the servants. Mary speaks very few words in the scriptures. But she says to the servants, "Do whatever He asks you to do." How can you give better judgment and right counsel to someone than to say, "Do whatever God is asking you to do"? Even if it means just to fill the jars to the top with water and allow Christ to make it into the wine, the most precious gift of His love. And finally, on Saturday, to look at the gift of reverence, how Mary used the gift of the Holy Spirit in reverence and awe of her son at Bethlehem. But even more so, Mary's reverence in her greatest moments of sorrow as she stood at the foot of the cross, revering Him in His suffering, for he was accomplishing the Father's will. If we do this in preparation for Pentecost next week, if we take each day and truly examine these gifts under Mary's intercession, then we will understand what we are waiting for, how we will become witnesses to all the world. So when you receive communion this morning, allow it to be the strength that allows you to make this week more special, so that Pentecost becomes like Christmas, like Easter, the feast that allows you to grow into being the apostles of Christ, recognizing that you are the gift from the Father to Jesus to witness to all the world. And I promise I will do the same.